In this study, we'll look at a psalm of praise which most commentators believe was written by David and which describes a major reason why he loved the Lord. I believe David's reason for loving God should be the case for every one of us. Before we get into the psalm, let me ask you a question. Why? Why should we love the Lord? There could be many different answers to this question, but some might almost think it would be unspiritual or immature to love our Creator for the reason that David did. Well, let's take a look at what he says. In Psalm 116, he says, "I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live." Here is a man that is joyful in the Lord, and God has surely done something for him. Some of the psalms are gloomy, some are desperate, but this psalm is joyful, you might say ecstatic. David has been through some kind of ordeal which nearly took his life. He has passed through the valley of the shadow of death, and he did what he always did in such cases. He fervently and passionately called upon the Lord for deliverance. And God did what he always did for David in such situations. He intervened by his mighty hand and brought about a great deliverance. Some Christians are what I would call overly spiritual, and they might suggest we should love God for who he is without any reference to what he has done in our lives. They feel that if we're really spiritual, we'll love God without the slightest regard for what he's done for us. Well, that perhaps might be ideal, but it would not be human, nor would it align with how God's people have always responded to God's gracious interventions and blessings in their lives. In our humanity, we all need to see God come through for us and answer our desperate prayers uttered in seemingly hopeless and fearful situations. And when he does intervene on our behalf and our prayers have been answered and the danger and the storm have passed, our love for the Lord jumps off the charts. This was certainly the case with David here. We are not told what the specific danger and difficulty was, but whatever it was, David prayed and God answered by a mighty hand. The result was David writing this exuberant psalm, saying essentially, "I just love the Lord so much. I prayed to him and called on him while I was in big trouble, and he answered my prayers. I'm going to serve him as long as I live." It was not carnal or unspiritual for David to love God for his wonderful blessing and deliverance. God apparently did not mind this attitude because he saw to it that it was included in his holy scriptures. The reality is this: God likes it when we praise him for the magnificent victories he works in our lives. He doesn't chide us for being unspiritual or loving him for selfish reasons. For God's children to call on the Lord when they're in trouble and then for God to answer us in a powerful way and then for us to love the Lord more than ever before, well, that's just a part of the normal Christian life. We get in trouble, we pray. God intervenes and we praise him and love him more than ever. This is natural, normal, and healthy for every child of God. In fact, it's so natural and normal that if this has never happened to you, if you've never felt like David does in this psalm, something is seriously amiss in your walk with the Lord. Calling on God in the name of his Son Jesus Christ when we face dangers and terrible challenges, well, that's just what we Christians do. And we do not pray little wimpy prayers saying, "Lord, whatever you want to do is fine. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be." When life's terrible storms come at us with gale-force winds, we pray with purpose, we pray intensely, and we pray constantly, looking to our Heavenly Father to show himself strong in our lives. And when he grants us precisely what we've prayed for, we have a personal praise service saying something like David did, "I love you, Lord, for you've heard my prayers, and I'm going to serve you as long as I live." Not only is it right and important for us to thank God for his mercies once the battle is won, but it's also important that we never forget God's mighty works in our lives, even when those victories may be 10 or 20 or 30 years in the past. As we grow old, we should be able to look back over our lives and think of numerous times when things just looked dismal and it felt like we were about to go under. But we prayed, and God came through, just as he had done many times before. And it is right that we should remember those wonderful divine interventions in our life and give God thanks. The psalmist goes on to say, "The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me." This was not a slight annoyance. This was a life-threatening situation. One wrong turn, one false step, one bad decision, and David was toast. We've all been there, and when we look back in awe at how Jesus, our faithful and good shepherd, led us, directed us, and sometimes carried us, we are in awe at the goodness and kindness of the Lord. How different this is from secular people, who never think about God, never praise God, and never even consider that perhaps he had something to do with their survival in fearful situations. They just assume that they got lucky. When David felt that the pains of death surrounded him, he did what believers in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob always do. He went to God in serious prayer. He writes, "Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul." David did not simply hope for good luck or depend upon his formidable skills as a soldier. He called on God. This would not have been a quiet, brief, ceremonial prayer. This was no doubt a desperate, passionate prayer and a cry for deliverance from this life-threatening situation. David goes on to say, "The Lord preserves the simple." He seems to be saying something like, "I'm not a complicated guy. I'm just a guy who needed God to move on my behalf, and he did. He preserved even me, a simple man." I like that. Some people, I think, are just too complicated, too philosophical, and never can quite bring themselves to embrace the Scriptures or the God of the Scriptures. They're so busy being intellectual and complex that putting their faith in Jesus and trusting him for eternal life seems beneath them, and they will end up perishing in their complexity. When it comes to God's plan of salvation, Jesus encourages us to come to God as little children, with no doubting and no attempts to boast in our own intellect. The truth is, drowning men are drowning men, whether they're geniuses or not very bright, whether they're billionaires or they live from paycheck to paycheck, whether they have degrees piled upon degrees or never graduated from high school. And we are all drowning in the ocean of our sins, and we all need Jesus, the Savior of the world, to become our own personal Savior. In verse 7, David writes, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." Here's a man who's come through a devastating storm in his life, but now the storm is over, and all is at rest, all is calm. David is one happy man. The clouds and rain have gone, and the sun has come out again. His rest had left him, but now it can return. All is well. And so we find those words, the ones that we read at the beginning of the psalm, "I love the Lord because he's heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live." As followers of Jesus, we too will have these seasons of fear and also seasons of triumph and joy and beautiful rest. We can say along with David, "I love the Lord because he's heard my voice." There is a joy that comes with answered prayers after a long period of fear and struggle that is unlike any other joy. Our God and Savior have come through for us once again, and it is right for us to rejoice. God is faithful.